Welcome to Gaia's Voice Podcast with Matilde Croscini. This podcast is for women looking to connect with their innermost wisdom and unlock their unlimited potential to be who they were born to be. This space is for you. This time is yours. You are held by the earth underneath you. Be you. Be wild. Be free. Now let's begin.
Hello and welcome to this new episode of Gaia's Voice Podcast. I'm really, really happy to be with you today, sharing space. So what I want to talk about this morning comes from a question that I have been asked from one of my students that was about what is the balance between feeling into our emotions and being present to our emotions and actually do and act and take actions towards something that we really want to achieve in life? Because sometimes, as she was saying, the emotions are such that it seems the only thing to do is just to slow down and rest and feel. And the confusion that she was having, and I really feel that because I've been in that place many, many times. It's like, but these emotions are so intense, and I also have all this other stuff to do though, so where is the balance? How do I accomplish what I want to do while at the same time honoring what I am feeling? And that was a really, really good question. That was a really good question, because when we start opening to our emotions, to what we feel within, it can get confusing. And most of us, I speak for myself for sure, most of us have spent the majority of our lives disconnected from the emotions, disconnected from the feeling part of ourselves, and most of all disconnected from our body. We have lived, and I still do often camping in our heads. And when we live from our heads, we disregard all that is happening in the rest. We're not just this portion. We are the whole lot. And there's so much. We're extremely complex, beautifully complex beings with so many layers. So as we start doing work to come more into the body, there is going to be an inevitable part where the emotions that have been ignored for a very, very, very long time, they're going to come up and be quite intense. Not in a negative way, but just intense, because they haven't been felt in a long time, because we were busy doing. If you live a life when you go from one action to the other, and then the next, and then the next, and when you are in the action that you are doing, you're already thinking about the million actions ahead of you, and all that is on your to-do list, and then all that goes with that. Maybe as you're doing the things that you're doing, you're also thinking about what you're expected to do. Is that the right thing to do? There's questions, there's doubts, there's the expectations of the result, they sometimes expecting to fail, and so then stepping back. And can you hear the amount of noise that goes on all the time. And it goes on so much that we have become so used to it that a lot of the time we don't even know it goes on anymore. We have taken that as normality. It is normal to have this incredible stream of constant chatter in our heads all the time. A very, very, an example that actually happened to me just yesterday. I do my yoga practice every day, and yesterday I decided to take on a practice that instead of being two portions that were half hour each, I did an entire hour all at the same time. So that was a slight little change in my usual routine. And as I was doing that, my head was telling me so many different things, so many reasons why I should not be doing an entire hour all in one slot. What about my kids? Is this the right thing to do? What about preparing for later? What about the things that I need to do tomorrow? Stuff started coming in that had no relevance even in the moment, and it was totally nonsensical because none of that had a relevance to whether I was doing an hour or half an hour. Actually, it wouldn't have changed anything in the things that were coming into my head. And that is what used to happen to me all the time. That stream of thoughts was there constantly. And when we slow down, when we start coming into the body more, wow, it becomes like, oh, this is what's happening. Whoa, my head is just doing this now. That's really interesting. A little bit annoying, I have to say, because in the moment I wish it wasn't happening, and a resistance came up, like, can you please shut up? I am trying to do my yoga here. But that resistance isn't helpful either. It starts bringing in a judgment, and that is something that can happen to us as well when we slow down and we start feeling and listening and hearing to what's present and noticing what's present and hearing that noise. With one thing that can happen very often, we start thinking that should not happen, that's we're doing the practice wrong, or we're doing something wrong because we shouldn't be hearing all that noise. It's part of it. If you're hearing noise, that is a really good sign because you're noticing it. It's not that it wasn't there before. It was always there. Only you were going so fast and you had become so used to it that you were not noticing it anymore. So to start noticing that, it's such an amazing sign that you're on the right path and you are actually so on track with what you're doing. And the same happens for the emotions. As we slow down and we go past that stream of constant chatter, we've learned that that's there. We have come to a place where we can go, okay, this is what my mind is telling me right now, but this really has no relevance. I really get you. I get you. There's that part of you where you need to be really kind with, and it's like, I really get you. I get that this could seem overwhelming. This could seem like a lot of stuff to do, but this is not relevant in this moment. Now we're just doing this other thing. For me, it was the yoga practice. Now we're just doing the yoga. So that's what we're gonna focus on. And it is like talking to a child, because that part that kicks up that fuss is like a child. is a child that needs that guidance from you, from the queen in you, from the bigger you. And so once we got into that point, we make space for the emotions to come up. And I say all the time, the emotions have a big range. There's so many. So many. And so when we make space for the beautiful, blissful joys and happiness, we make space for all the range. And there's no such a thing as positive and negative emotions. There's just a range. It's like colors. There's a full range of colors that you can paint with. And so we make space for them to come up, and there is an intensity that comes with that. There is an intensity because they haven't been listened to for a long time. They haven't been acknowledged. They haven't been held in the space for a very, very long time. For most of us, since we were little children. And when we realized that following and being in those emotions was not safe. And so we created strategies to avoid going back there, to avoid feeling that rejection, feeling that abandonment, feeling that pain, whatever that was for you. And that's okay. But when they start coming up, that intensity is going to be there. And so there are going to be moments where slowing down even more to be there and feel what's present is so important. So important. And because those emotions haven't been felt for a very long time, it can seem like we're going in the opposite way. We're like getting so into the emotions, so into it that the balance goes the other way. So we've been doing. Now we're like feeling. And that is where it's very, for me personally, and so I want to speak here from my personal experience because each one of us is different and I am not here to tell you exactly what to do. My personal experience has been so key to have developed a number of amazing tools and ways to go about it that works for me. When I was going through the waves of emotions, because that is actually one thing to notice as well, that although you weren't really feeling them consciously and with awareness, these waves were coming through anyways. And for most of us. And so periods where doing came easier, and other times where it was more of a struggle, more of an effort. And you mightn't have even noticed the difference, but there was. So the more awareness we bring to it, the more we can move through it and navigate these waves consciously. So when I wasn't so conscious about all of this, my go-to was maybe put on a lot of movies and spend a lot of time watching Netflix or watching, movies would have been a very good distraction for me. That was one thing. Or another way would have been avoid everything that I knew I enjoyed doing and maybe find comfort in food or find a distraction in ringing and having conversations with people that I knew, really knew, wasn't going to help, but it was a lazy way of going about it. It was like, I'm feeling in this place. If I ring this person, sure, they're always in this place anyways, so we're going to chat about something and I'm going to distract myself. So that was one phase, and that was really not very helpful because I wasn't being present with the emotion in a way that allowed that emotion to be acknowledged, felt, and then move through. We don't want to stay there. We don't want to linger there. If for example, deep sadness, deep grief comes, it's not that you want to stay in the grief and get absorbed by the grief and go into it in a way that then it's going to be really... It's not conducive to... to move it through. It remains there. It becomes like a cycle that keeps coming back for you because it's not moved. It's just kept there and you get sucked into it. What we want to do is create a container, a space for these emotions to be felt and acknowledged so that they can move through. And the best way to do this is to practice, and we practice all the time. So we practice actually when we're feeling really good. That is the time to really establish those practices that help you. And I want to make a little distinction here as well. When I talk about practices, I am not talking about strategies to fix something that is broken within you because you should not be feeling those emotions and so you need to fix it until you don't feel them anymore. That is not what I'm talking about. Really not. What I am talking about is relearning something that we came here with and then we forgot, which is being in our body and being spacious and being so connected with everything from each cell of our body to our higher self, the whole lot in together, so that this container is absolutely able to feel the grief, for example. And there's like the part of you that feels the grief is not anymore the totality of it. You're not anymore completely absorbed into it, but it's just that part that feels the grief, and the rest of you, the highest you, the bigger you, is there to hold space. And in that, there's also the part of you that goes, yeah, we're just feeling this. It's okay that you're feeling this right now. But also what we're doing is we're doing this other thing. So, and that higher part, that bigger part knows, when I talk a lot about inner wisdom, and that's what it is that part that knows that there are actually times where we're going to really need to be there and really feel the intensity of that grief, really let the tears flow, really be present to it. And there are other times where we're going to be more able to bring on that more, a different type of energy that is more like, okay, this is what's happened, this is what you're feeling, and that's okay, but also we're here doing this other thing now, and that's what we're going to bring focus on. And that doesn't mean that we're just going to forget and suppress this emotion that is coming through, but that is just what we're going to do right now. And this is where we go into, I can only speak very general about this, because each situation is different, each person is different. So this goes into, if you were working one-on-one, there's like, we can go into all the little details that are specific for you. I know for myself, I heard a lot of generic stuff, and it's only when I received specific one-on-one mentoring that I could really go, okay, situation by situation is different, and there isn't a general truth or a general rule. The one really important thing, however, that I have learned in my own experience, and I've been guided beautifully on, is that there are ways to connect with that higher self, with that inner wisdom, with that part of you that really knows, that compass within you. And the more we practice to connect with that part, the easier it gets. When we're not practicing, these that I'm speaking are just words, they're concepts, and they, if they remain concepts, they're not gonna have a real effect. The practical side of it, which is always what I like, I'm a practical person, I like to actually know, okay, but in my everyday life, what am I meant to do? You know, it's all good what you're speaking, but then we get to everyday life. I need to know, what am I meant to do then? And the very practical answer would be, practice slowing down. And in those moments when you're slowing down, to really be there. So allow moments in your day, and then eventually that becomes an entire, the goal, and I don't like speaking of goals because it's like something in the future that we want to get to, that's, but to say that the intention is to get to a place where we're always at a different pace, we're always at the pace of our own body, and a more natural pace that is not racing towards something. But that's not the way we've been living. This is not the way society has taught us to live. We have been taught and conditioned to live on a fast lane all the time, move in a forward direction, go from here to there, disregard whatever is present within, suppress as much as possible, and get to the goal. This is what we've been taught, in a nutshell. So it requires a retraining of the system, letting go of the conditioning that cannot happen all in one go. Otherwise, it's a lot to take. So that retraining happens a little bit at a time. And for me, the best way has been just to start in portions of my day where I took the time, and still do, to slow down and feel into where I am. So this could be a few minutes in the morning, even before getting up out of bed, those few minutes before getting up out of bed, instead of knocking the alarm and jumping, just be there with you for a moment and feel your breath in the morning, first thing, how it's moving through your body as you're allowing your body to wake up and prepare for the day. Feel into how your body is feeling. You could feel into your hands, you could feel into whatever movement that feels right to do in the morning, and you're still in bed before you even get up. Taking that little bit of time to slow down and be there. And be there with an openness to be with whatever is there. Which doesn't mean that what is there has to decide for you what you're going to do next. I am getting up at a certain time in the morning that suits me in this period of my life that I need. I need to be up early to be able to do all the things that I need to do in my day. But if I just jump up out of bed really quick, I miss that information. I miss the information that is there in my body at that time. So taking that moment to feel allows me to know where to go next with this. So if every morning I'm feeling an extreme tiredness, and then there's subtleties to that also, then I know that I need to go to sleep a little bit earlier at night. That doesn't mean that if I feel the tiredness, I don't get up and that's that. I just give in to whatever feeling. But I feel it so that I know that there's something there for me. And the more we do that, the more we do that with small little portions like this, the more we get into the subtleties of there's a million shades of tiredness. and they can, that those, all those shades of tiredness can come from a lot of different reasons. They can come from patterns. They can come from the inner child is just really unhappy about something, feeling unsafe about something. It can actually be physical, real tiredness because we are pushing our body too much. There's so many shades, and that's why I'm only speaking very general here. I'm not giving any truth about what you should and shouldn't do, because this is like real specific to you, and the only way to address this is to just have you, specific person, in front of me and then deal with the specifics. But as a general guidelines, just these moments, maybe yoga is your thing. I don't know. Yoga is my thing. Very often that's what I do. So when I'm doing a session, instead of doing it the old style, what I used to do years ago, which was just pushing and just try to push for the next pose, and it's more like being present. It's a moment to be in my body and feel what is present and be with it. Hold that space. And then grab the hold the child by the hand. It's holding that inner child, that part of you that is feeling whatever is feeling, by the hand while she's feeling it. But that big part of you that holds the space is always present. So it's a dance, and it does take time to retrain and to learn all the subtleties, and guidance is really important in it. Guidance is really important. A safe space to express what is present in a way that is received and welcome by other people that are on the same journey. Different life, different ways, different experiences, but the journey, the general journey is the same. It's that journey to retrain the system to be more in tune with you. With you. You already hold within you all the information that you need. You have the power to really do all that you truly, deeply intend to do. That amazing project that you have, your family, that trip, perhaps traveling, whatever it is that is inside of you that you really wish to do and achieve, you have all of that within you. And feeling into you is not a stop to that. Becoming in tune with your emotions is not to stop you from going for the beautiful things that you want to do. Actually, the more we suppress, the more we repress those emotions, those feelings that are there, and the more they're going to stop us from getting to where we want to get, because we create patterns. And usually they're patterns that are destructive of what we want to do, destructive of ourselves in different ways. Because those emotions want to be felt, and so they're going to do anything to come to the surface, but they're going to do it in an untidy way, a way that is not conscious, there's no awareness. So for example, you might have a lot of suppressed anger inside, and it'll find a way to come out, but it'll be unconscious and untidy, and it'll become aggression. It'll be like an outburst. So you'll be keeping it quiet for days, for weeks, sometimes for months, and then all of a sudden it comes out and it becomes like a hurricane, and we end up yelling at people that we don't want to yell to, but that's just what happens. And we overreact over something that didn't actually require that much of a reaction, but it just triggered this amount of stuff that has been suppressed in there. And that's a release. We usually feel a little bit better afterwards. If you notice, if you just have suppressing anger for a long time without realizing you have, and then all of a sudden you just have an outburst, there is a moment after where you actually feel, oh, I feel so much better now. I smashed 3 or 4 plates and I feel so much better. But that's not safe. It's not safe for you, and it's not safe for anyone that is around you. And the same with deep, intense sadness and grief. If it's never felt, and when it comes in a wave, that can knock you for days. I've had days in my life where all I could do was crying. All I could do was just pulling the duvet on my head. And that is because that was just not listened to. So when we start listening, there might be an intensity that is there, and hence that's where the guidance, the support is so, so, so important. I will say that again and again and again, because I really believe that. And I have received, I've been so blessed, I've received and still receive, because it's never over, so much support from amazing people and beautiful beings, that support is necessary. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. It's such a beautiful thing to allow ourselves to receive that support that is there. Because that intensity requires a container that sometimes we are not able, not because we can't, we can hold space for our own emotions, but it's just we've lost the training along the way. So, and the emotions have gotten so intense that to have someone else making the container a little bit bigger is a real, real blessing, and is so, so important. So, just see if there's anything else about this. It's a really important topic and so close to my heart, because it has truly changed everything for me. It has changed my entire life. I thought I felt. And it's only when I started slowing down and really tuning, I realized, wow, there was so much I was leaving buried deep inside me and I wasn't feeling. And there was so much in there so much information that has just translated in the most beautiful things in my life. All the beauty that is in my life right now has come from feeling those deep, intense emotions and be present there and holding space for myself and creating the life I've created from there, going into those spaces within me, even the dark corners, the ones that really I hadn't explored in such a long time because they were very scary. But the beauty has come from there, so yeah, that's why it's such an important journey. And I really invite you to take times during your day to slow down and be with you, feel. And when something comes up, there is a feeling of unease, okay, what is there? It only takes a few moments of really going in and feel what's there. And that's enough. There's no need to go into digging why and what, and that's for another moment. When you're with your mentor, when you're in a certain type of environment, you can dig in and look into all the different aspects. But the main thing is to just be present and just acknowledge that that's there. I'm feeling anxious right now about such and such. That's okay. I'm feeling sad about something. Deep breath into that, and that's okay. And hold that space as you're doing what you're doing, but taking that time. And then take specific times, like to do practices that drop you in, so that the more you do these practices, the more you drop in, the more in tune you get, and the easier all of this becomes. And that is enough from me for today. Thank you so much for sharing space with me, being with me today. I'd love to hear from you, as usual. I love the conversation and the dialogue that we have, so let me know, comment, leave a review, contact me, connect with me on Instagram at Gaia's Voice, and you can join our Facebook group, Free to Be a Goddess, where I share content and some practices that are to slow down and drop in and feel and tune into yourself. So you can find plenty of practices on the group. I send you lots of love. Bye for now.